Welcome to your practice of Yoga Nidra. I've recorded this practice with the intent of providing you with a moment of refuge and sanctuary in the course of your busy day, to provide you with a moment of respite and reflection and renewal. Take a moment now wherever you are, whether it is at home, in the office, or wherever you might be choosing to practice, and to simply settle in, to physically settle in, make yourself comfortable. And perhaps taking a few moments to make yourself 5 to 10% more comfortable than you previously were. Sitting or lying in a position where you can breathe easily and where your neck is supported. If you have an eye bag available, I invite you to make use of it. If you're lying down, I would invite you to put a cushion under your knees. And if you are seated, having your arms supported, your feet in a comfortable position. Over the course of the practice, you may find yourself experiencing a desire to move or shift. I would simply suggest that you pause for a moment. That desire may subside, or you may find yourself needing to shift as you enter a state of relaxation. The body changes, and an actual change of physical position may be required, and that's perfectly okay. And then just take a moment simply to settle in and scan the body up and down initially. Just a very quick body scan from the head, neck, shoulders, arms, chest, through the belly, pelvis, legs, down through the feet and back up. Simply noticing what's there. Just checking in with what's there. Setting a resolve to keep your senses wide open, being aware of all that is available to you, welcoming any sensations, thoughts, experiences as simply messengers providing you with information from beyond, messengers that are simply guests within your broader field of awareness. And then taking a moment to establish your intention for this particular practice, whether it be for well-being, health, relaxation, a sense of compassion or gratitude. Simply take a moment to invite an intention to come forth. It might be something that you've given consideration to, it, or it might be elusive and attempting to find you. Simply be available to it. And then take a moment to call forth your heartfelt mission, your dharma, your heartfelt desire, something that you wish for yourself or others, your life's purpose. And again, it may be very clear to you, or it may be somewhat elusive, but simply be available to it to manifest itself. And then take a moment to call forth or tune into your inner resource, your sense of safety, security, refuge. It could be a physical sense, a memory, a scene from nature, anything that calls forth a sense of security, refuge, calm abiding, or even strength and fortitude in the face of difficulty or challenge. And again, it may be something that's very clear to you. It may be elusive. Simply be available to it. And it doesn't have to make logical sense. It could come up as an image or a symbol that doesn't make logical sense to you, but provides you with a sense of resourcefulness. And then just take a few moments to just sort of resonate with the three sankalpas, the three intentions that we invited a moment ago. And then bring your awareness to your mouth. Notice the sensations that reside in the mouth. Sensation of the tongue. The tongue is a physical experience. And welcome whatever tastes reside on the tongue at this moment. Notice the gums, the lower gums, the upper gums, the sensation of teeth, the sensation in the back of the throat, the sensation of the front of the mouth, the sensation of the left cheek and right cheek, the entire mouth. The entire mouth is simply a field of sensation that you are welcoming and witnessing. Attend now to the left ear, the inner ear, and the expanse of the outer ear. Noticing the physical presence of the left ear, as well as any sounds that are being brought into your field of awareness through the left ear. The right ear, the inner ear, the expanse of the outer ear. Any sounds being brought into your field of awareness through the right ear. Sounds throughout the room, sounds within the body, sounds near and sounds far. Both ears now simultaneously. Separated by space, but still part of your physical body. The left eye. Physical presence of the left eye, the physical architecture supporting the left eye, as well as any sensation of light and color. Right eye, physical presence of the right eye, structure, architecture supporting the right eye. Sensation of light and color. Both eyes simultaneously as a unified field of sensation. The physical presence of the eyes, as well as the sense of light and color, being brought into your broader field of awareness. Sensation of the nostrils. Noting whatever odors are being brought to awareness through the nostrils. Observing now the forehead, top of the head, back of the head, sides of the head, and the entire head, both the outer surface of the head and deep inside the head. Sense of space around the head. Noticing now the neck and throat. Simply witnessing the sensation of the back of the neck, perhaps attending to the structure that's supporting the neck, whether it be your chair, the floor, couch, whatever. Notice that which supports the neck. Throat. Sense of breath traveling through the windpipe. Perhaps the sense of the voice box itself, bringing a sense of softening to the voice box. The entire throat and neck as a sense of sensation. Field of sensation within your overall broad awareness. The collarbones extending out to the sides. Left shoulder, left upper arm, elbow, forearm, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm of the left hand, Notice the sense of the palm of the left hand. Right shoulder, right upper arm, elbow, forearm, wrist, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, palm of the right hand. Notice the palm of the right hand, the sensation of the right hand. Now both hands simultaneously. Both hands, part of your physical body but separated by space. Both arms. And now the chest, noticing the sensation of the ribs, upper spine, sensation deep within the chest, perhaps sensing the movement of the heart and lungs. The inner left wall of the chest, inner right wall of the chest, back wall, front wall. Sense of the ribs, sternum, spine, the outer skin of the chest. The movement of the diaphragm at the base of the chest. Sensations within the belly. The organs of digestion. Lower spine. Notice what's supporting the entire spine at this moment. The lower back, sides, front of the belly. Sense the pelvis. To the extent possible, the organs within the pelvis. The upper left leg, left knee, lower leg, ankle, top of the foot, big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth toe, sole of the left foot. Simply noticing, observing sole of the left foot as a field of sensation. Right hip, upper leg, knee, lower leg, ankle, top of the foot, big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth toe, sole of the right foot. Observing now the soles of both feet simultaneously. Then observing the heels, the backs of the legs, the back body. Noticing that which supports the back body. Perhaps a sense of temperature. Sides of the body, front of the body. To the extent possible, the entire body is a unified field of sensation. There may be parts that are clear, there may be parts that are elusive. One side may feel bigger, clearer than the other. There may be zones you don't feel anything at all. It's all okay. It's just part of your experience at this point in time. Notice now the breath. For a few moments without doing anything with the breath, simply observing the breath, breathing on its own, the wisdom of your physical being doing what it does. noticing the sensation of the inhale and the exhale. Where does it manifest itself? Where are you first aware of it? Nostrils, perhaps? Chest, diaphragm, belly? Just notice. No right or wrong, you're just observing the breath. And then where else does it manifest itself? Where else do you feel it? Lower spine, upper ribs, anywhere, anywhere and everywhere. Just notice where you're experiencing the sensation of the breath. Noticing the body expanding in all directions simultaneously. And then gently contracting in all directions simultaneously. And then for a few moments, coherent breathing, keeping the inhale and exhale about the same length. Not getting lost in thinking or judging or being too exact. Just evening up the inhale and exhale. Coherent breathing. And then inviting you to notice the bottom of the exhale, a little pause at the bottom of the exhale. And maybe stretching that out just for a few moments. No striving, no effort, simply stretching out that brief moment at the bottom of the exhale. Allowing your attention to reside at the bottom of the exhale, point of perfect stillness. Simply attending to the point of perfect stillness. And then inviting you to let go of any control of the breath at the present time. While retaining that sense of stillness, sense of simply witnessing from the perspective of stillness, noting now any feelings and emotions that may be present, and observing them simply as objects, impermanent objects that come into being and then dissipate. Some may stay longer than others. Perhaps there's the residue of some moments in your workday that are present, dancing about, asking for your attention. Simply note them without being carried off, without dancing with them. Simply observing them as objects, and then perhaps noticing also where they may seem to resonate in your body. Simply observing where they may resonate. If there happens to be a particular feeling from the day that feels a bit uncomfortable to you, nagging in a way, something a little unpleasant, notice where the opposite may be. Where might the opposite of this reside? And go there. Not avoiding, not running away from, simply noticing what else is present and available to you. And also from this point of stillness and witnessing, of simple awareness, noticing whatever thoughts are there too. The mind creates thoughts. That is simply what the mind does. It's its job. Nothing wrong with it. But we're not our thoughts. We're more than that. And as with the feelings, there may be the residue of thoughts from your busy day. Memories of things that have happened. Anticipations of things to be done or things left undone. Just observe them for what they are. Objects within awareness, they're not you. They're simply objects, constructions that come into being and exist and dissipate. And if these thoughts, beliefs, memories, anticipations have a location within your field of awareness, within the physical felt sense of your body, notice where they may be. Where they may be at play or dancing about, where they may reside, and notice if there's a texture to them, a sense of warmth to them or coldness to them. Just notice all there is that they have to offer you. And where are they not? Where might they not be residing? What might their opposite be? Go there. Observe what's there. Again, not avoiding, not running away from, but noticing what else is present, what else is available to you. Simply observing. Not doing, simply being. To the extent possible, a unified sense of awareness of the physical body, the sense of energy of the breath, perhaps the sense of circulation, beating of the heart, pulsing of blood, sense of warmth, sense of coolness. What is there? Taste, the play of light, sounds. And the play of thoughts, feelings, just noticing all that's present. And then inviting back to your awareness the intention of the practice that brought you to this particular practice, that brought you to this particular practice at this particular time. Welcome that back. And it may have changed. It may have shifted and morphed, and that's okay. Maybe it's clearer. Maybe a new intention has emerged. That's all right. Heartfelt desire. Heart's mission, your dharma. Allow that to represent itself. And your sense of resourcefulness. Allow that to be present as well. Tuning into your sense of resourcefulness within your overall broad sense of awareness of all that is available to you at this moment. As you conclude the practice, return to the sense of the breath. And if you so choose, I invite you to simply take a few slightly stronger inhales, slightly emphasizing the inhale. Not too much. No straining, no striving, just a few brief, strong inhales, allowing the exhale to happen naturally. So you also notice the sensation of the body expanding, contracting. And then revisit the sense of the overall body, perhaps briefly scanning from the head, neck, shoulders, arms, hands, the trunk of the body, the chest, belly, noting the organs within the trunk of the body, down through the pelvis, legs, knees, down to the feet, back up again. And to the extent possible, the entire physical body. And then as you choose, returning to your day, but with renewed sense of wholeness and fullness.